Right, make sure you're sat down in front of your TVs tonight. 10:40 ITV, absolutely brilliant hour lies ahead. Paragon is the name of the programme, and it's all about Andy Grant, who we've had on before. He's the fastest amputee around. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Very good, thank you. You must be absolutely thrilled that this programme has finally made it to the TV.
Yeah, I'm over the moon. It's it feels like the kind of my day job of doing these motivational talks has been brought to life by Matt and Nick. You know, I've just kind of went on a journey myself to try and redefine myself, and those making it, you know, Matt, the amazing job he's done to make this into a documentary, and feedback we had from the premiere that we had with friends and family. I'm just hoping that then can transcend to the nation now, and hopefully people can take something from it.
Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know the story, Andy, former Royal Marine, injured by an IED in Afghanistan. You had your right leg amputated. You decided you wanted to become a world record breaker. So you ran 10K in 37 minutes and 17 seconds. But the programme is very much about your journey. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a kind of, you'd say it was maybe a sporting documentary in the sense that it involves running, and it's a pretty quick time in that sense. But for me, it's just about, yeah, redefining yourself. You know, the big point I've been harping on about is life isn't about, you know, the program's not about me losing my leg. It's about life being tough, and life's tough for everyone in every walk of life, whether that's, I don't know, losing a family member, a job, or, you know, life's just tough in many ways. And this is just about trying to say to people, look, you know, these problems don't have to define you. It's how you react to them. So this is really just a journey about me trying to react to losing my leg in Afghanistan and trying to be the best version of me I can be with one leg, and I just took to running to try and do that. And yeah, if anyone can take anything from that, then that's essentially what the documentary is trying to get at.
Hi, Andy. Mark Quayle here. Nice to speak to you.
Hi, Mark. You okay?
Yeah, good, thanks. I'd want to ask you, Andy, your mindset when you were doing this, how much difference? I'm guessing not much difference, because you seem to have been a driven kind of guy anyway. The Royal Marines is not an easy place to go. And you have that kind of tough mindset in the outset. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely, without doubt. I mean, the two big things as well, I mean, the Marines did play a massive part, but the two things for me is, I think, we all go through hardships. I think if we can, you know, we can grasp the kind of the mental fortitude that we gain from every hardship we overcome and take that to the next problem, that can help. So for me, I lost my mum when I was 12. I always say that was the hardest thing I've ever overcome. And so I think that's helped me with other adversities I've faced. And the other big one, which sounds really obvious, but I don't think many people do it, is you need to surround yourself by good people. You know, if you want to try and get to the next level and be this positive person and try and be the best version of you, it's impossible to do it if you don't surround yourself by good people. And I've been very fortunate to have good friends and family. And when it comes to the running, I got with a great coach, Tony Clark from Liverpool Harriers, and just that running group brought me on to the next level. So, again, whatever problem you'd overcome, and you do need that mental toughness and that fortitude and determination. But it sounds really obvious, but you just surround yourself by good people.
I'm looking forward to watching it. And what's the timescale now? How long ago did all this come about?
So I was wanting to try and... It was after the Invictus Games, really. A lot of my friends who were also injured went on to the Paralympics, and I thought, you know, that how amazing would that be to go to the Paralympics? But unfortunately for me, there was no event for me in the Paralympics, as I like to run long distance, and the shortest distance for me was 400 metres. So it was from about 2014, I started Googling other amputees that, you know, could run long distance, and that's when I came about this 10K record. And then through my motivational work that I do a little bit of work with Liverpool Football Club, Matt Owen approached me and said, I'd love to make this documentary about you. So it was a kind of, from about 2014, I had this idea. And then from February 2016, really, we got together and started filming.
And you mentioned those great people around you, and of course they were all there for your premiere. How great was that to have your own film premiere, if you like, in your own city?
Unbelievable. I mean, we all know what Liverpool's like as a city, but for me, on a personal note, I think, you know, growing up in Bootle, and I used to play left back as a kid for each Sunday league team, and the aspirations of probably trying to take Carragher's place in the team in that 2001 season when he played left back, and then to have on the morning of the race, you know, and texting me saying, good luck mate, I'll be down to see you later, and then being down there, and we had you know, Callum Smith, you know, another massive sporting Liverpool icon, and Carragher there kind of clapping me along the way. It was just the most bizarre night in my life, to be honest. I had visions of me being in the 80s in Bootle, cheering him in Istanbul, and then, you know, a few years later, he's cheering me along. It was just an incredible night, and it just shows you just just what the city's about, everyone coming together to support. And it's just, it's a night that'll live with me forever.
Ronnie O'Sullivan's in this, isn't he? Did you actually have a game of snooker with him?
I didn't know, but the funny thing was, when we went down, I think when we first met, I'm not sure, obviously he'd never met me before, and he said, there's 20 minutes, half an hour, okay, lads? And we said, look, Ronnie, any time you can give us would be great. And we ended up chatting for about 2.5-3 hours. And then just as I was leaving, he said, Andy, have you done a run today yet? And I said, no, not yet, mate. I've got to get the train back up to Liverpool. And he said, yeah, mate, jump in my car. I'll go and show you a decent running route. So I ended up jumping in Ronnie's car, and he drove me around his local running routes and spent 20 minutes showing me the local running routes. So I never had a game of snooker, but he showed me his running routes locally, which was really nice of him. And again, just another top fella who just couldn't do enough for me.